Sport on RTE Radio 1.
8:37 now, Des is back.
Yeah, and good news, Daniel Whiffen, our Olympic hero, he won a gold medal at the men's 1500 metres freestyle. Apologies, I was checking the cricket score and that's them ringing
that's
back.
That's okay, Des.
With the score. I'll give you the cricket score.
It's not
score
Daniel
in a moment.
Whiffen, is it?
No, it's not Daniel okay. Whiffen. We will hear from him though, but he won gold. That's the main thing. He wasn't right. expected to. Given his injury and his operation, he felt he wasn't going to be in the mix, but he got a brilliant finish, a superb finish. Himself and the Hungarian Zalán Sárkányi were battling throughout the race, and the Hungarian led virtually the whole way. And Daniel Whiffen gambled. He waited and waited and then went like Billy O in the last 100 metres. He was superb there. And eventually he got on top to win the time of 40 minutes, 13.96 seconds, over a second and a half ahead of the Hungarian.
I'm so happy. I went through so many emotions in that race. Like at the start, I was feeling really rough. I was like, I hope I can stay at this pace. I got to 800 and I thought I was done. Like I counted myself out of the race, and then I just somehow was keeping still. The gap was close enough that I knew. And then I got to 300 left, and the race was actually going pretty quickly in my head. So I was like, all right, if I'm going to go for it, I'm going to have to hammer it last 200 metres. So I didn't know what my split was, but I'm sure it's probably one of the fastest ever to come back in. But that, like, honestly, that finish just shows everything that I've been putting into this, and I'm so happy it came out.
Yeah, absolutely. You came in here, I know you've been training well, but you were a little bit unsure of, you know, where you were at. Great swim in the 400, not one of your main events. You were really excited to get in for those longer distance. Uh-huh. But that 1500, that last 200 free, where you just flew past the Hungarian guy, it was just incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest, I can't describe like how I did that, because it was all just in my head. Like I just knew that I could go for it. And I was like, I'm not going to give up without a fight. And it just happened to be that I was able to hammer it down, and I had enough energy just to carry it through to the end. And yeah, I'm just so happy.
Yeah. So you've defended now one of your titles. That was a plan coming in here. You must be really pleased with that.
Yeah, I've lost one. I've defended one. I've got one more. I hope I defend that one because I have the world record holder. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing to get my first ever title defence, because I've lost two from the world champs, so now I've got one back. So I'm happy, and you know, it's just a great way to move forward for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And it's a tough schedule here as well. You had the 400 on the first day, but 1500 free final tonight, 800 free heats tomorrow morning. That's a difficult task as well.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what they were thinking about the schedule, to be honest. I've gone back to back to back to back to back now, and 800 free heats are going to be very tough in the morning, but I'll have it in me, you know. I think I've actually got a 10-second PB advantage on paper, so I will be using that tomorrow morning.
Yeah, he's a great character. There was another medal for Ireland. Evan Bailey placed equal third in the men's 200 freestyle with an Irish record of 1 minute 40.94. And Ellie McCartney is top seed for today's 200 breaststroke final. Personal best time of 2 minutes 18.81. John Short, 8 in today's 100 backstroke final with an Irish senior and junior record. And Owen Corby set a new Irish record in the 200 breaststroke semi-finals of 2 minutes 5.89. The GAA's National Demographic Committee launched their comprehensive report on population challenges facing the association yesterday under their chairman, Benny Hurley. I know Charlotte Burns was in and Marty's been covering it on the programme this week, but some of the stats are extraordinary. That the narrow section, the strip down from Larne and Antrim to Wexford, is the home to 43.5% of the population. One in three people in the island is living within an hour of Dublin. Like the rest of it, it's completely extraordinary. In Kerry, the Iveragh Peninsula, 83 junior infants enrolled in the 13 primary schools in South Kerry. So, like, so tough for rural Ireland. It's more of a social report than just a GA report, and reflects on our country. Now, the World Cup soccer draw takes place today in Washington. The draw starts at 5 o'clock. There's a lot of palava. I don't know what the word you use.
Palava,
introducing stars and songs, etc. Now, we haven't qualified, but we are in the draw. We're as European, we'll be called European Playoff D. If we come through the playoff, we'll be in that section. So we will know today who our opponents would be and the match dates, but we'll have to wait 24 hours to find out the venues and kick-off times. A delegation from Iran, by the way, attending, were threatening to boycott it over a visa row. Iran applied for 9 visas, but were only allowed 4. But the ongoing, it looks like they will all get in, but there's a lot of politics around that as well. In the Premier League, Manchester United slipped up at home again. A late goal earned West Ham a one-all draw at Old Trafford. The 3 points would have lifted Ruben Amram's side up to fifth in the table. And when Diogo Dalot put them ahead just before the hour mark, it looked like they might, but they conceded on a corner and allowed West Ham claim a point. The mood of the Manchester United manager afterwards was predictable.
It's frustrated, he's angry. That's it.
How can you get a team to maybe perform better, I suppose, and put that to bed, I suppose?
Yeah, it's working again and trying to eat the next one.
Sorry.
Ruben, the only second half your team has won this season was the one at Crystal Palace on Sunday, when Palace obviously tied that game in Europe. Why do you think your team are having so many difficulties in the second half of games and winning games and seeing anything?
Yeah, but there are second halves that we lose control of the game. Today, I think it was not that case. Maybe after the first goal, we lost some second balls, and Matheus won one or two second balls there and make it a transition. We try to defend all the time far from the goal because we knew it. They try it to make a cross, win a corner. Like it happened, long ball. They win a second ball against three guys of us in the defence. So we need to be better in second halves.
Now, it's a big weekend in club rugby. The European competitions get underway. Leinster and Munster in the Champions Cup. Ulster and Connacht competing in the Challenge Cup. Ulster, the first side in action. They host Racing 92 in Belfast tonight. Leinster play Harlequins at the Aviva at 5:30 tomorrow, followed by Munster and Bath at 8 o'clock. And on Sunday afternoon, Connacht go to the Ospreys. We'll have coverage tomorrow. Saturday Sport is going from 2 till 10. The Leinster hooker Dan Sheehan says they're excited to have New Zealand star Rico Ioane on board. He feels the All Black, a bit like Orjee Snyman, brings a different perspective to the Leinster squad. And he's been talking about the importance of the Champions Cup to the Leinster players.
Yeah, we put a massive emphasis on it. You know, you can almost feel a bit of a change in the environment on European weeks. And to be honest, I think the way we've approached the last couple of years has been perfect. And, you know, we've gone really well in the group stages the last couple of years. So, you know, I think there has been a good sort of switch of mentality. You can feel it building, and I think people are hungry to get back in the Leinster jersey and hopefully perform in a busy Aviva on Saturday.
In golf, Rory McIlroy has picked up 3 shots today at the Australian Open. He moves to 2 under for the tournament. He's 7 behind the leaders. While in South Africa, Tom McKibben tees off in 5th place heading into day 2 of the Nedbank Golf Challenge. In cricket, the second Ashes test in Brisbane, Australia making a flying start in response to England's first innings of 334 all out. Australia on 214 for 3, 120 runs behind with 7 wickets remaining. The Irish women's cricket team take on South Africa in Cape Town today. Badminton's European men's team qualifiers continue in Baldoyle, and racing is in Dundalk.
Thanks, Des. It's now 9:15, and after the break, honouring the brave.